I think we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Drake. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on the balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
All right.
Yeah. Yes, it is. You're listening to Balcony Radio.
Balcony Radio, you fools, you bloody fools.
I know, you dumbasses, for listening to this.
Jeez. In your little headphones right now.
What are you doing with your time? Sitting in your boring office in your cubicle in front of your computer.
Yeah.
Listening to fucking music.
You've got headphones on when you should be working.
Yeah, come on, whatever.
That's what I do.
You and I both spend a lot of time sitting in cubicles or in front of computers with headphones on.
True.
Just dying
true.
Inside.
Oh, this so is so true.
Let's give the people some fucking pleasure.
Some escapism.
Some fucking good music. What are we doing today? Oh, first, let's introduce ourselves.
Oh, hey, how you doing? My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Let's get to it.
Yeah.
So,
Found Gems, episode 4.
That's right. So, Found Gems, which is our tribute to the Deep Cuts. We're playing all famous people in the show, all heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's a big famous star, all Hall of Famers. You know who they are.
That's right.
The point is, we're playing songs you don't know that they did. And I
which
think,
is very many, yeah. Which is a lot.
You know? So we're playing a lot of side twos.
We'll tell your story about what you heard on the radio a little bit later. We'll save that.
Man.
Let's get to the music and kind of clear our palates.
You get me all riled up again. Yeah. I got so mad.
Well, I had my story months ago about the bus. Now you'll have yours about the radio station that you listen
sitting
to.
Sitting in my car waiting for Scott in the dispensary.
Okay, no. We'll hold that. Hold that story. Hold that story. Let's get to some
play
music.
Play some Pete Townsend.
All right, Pete Townsend, A Little Is Enough.
Ah. Ha ha.
Thank you.
to you. Spears and the night.
I look, I see a world of beauty. I touch, I feel the world around so real. And everything I do, I dedicate to you. 'Cause you made me, I am for you. I listen, I hear.
I
hear the words of God so clear.
I read,
I know. It helps my knowledge grow. And
everything we do,
we dedicate to you. 'Cause you made us, we are for you. I listen, I hear.
He sent the prophet to show us the way. He made religion perfect that day. Peace be upon him we pray. Salatullah wa salamu alayhi. I sleep, I sleep, I sleep, I dream. I dream I'm in the garden green. I wish, I wish, I pray. I pray to be here every day. And everything I do, I dedicate to you. 'Cause you made me, I am for you. I work, I work, I work, I strive to make something of my life. I seek, I seek, I seek, I find. I find another hill to climb. And everything we do, we dedicate to you. 'Cause you made us, we are for you. I look, I look, I look, I see. He sent the prophet to show us the way. He made religion perfect that day. Peace be upon him we pray. Salatullah wa salamu alayh. He sent the prophet to show us the way. He made religion perfect that day. Peace be upon him we pray. Salatullah wa salamu alayh. Peace be upon him we pray. Salatullah wa salamu alayh.
Takbir.
Alhamdulillah.
Now I'd like to welcome my good friend and one of the great new creative writers and talents in the Muslim.
First rain of winter, first fall from grace. My first hollow echo in the halls of praise. How could Samson, I thought it was blind as a bat. How could he have torn down a temple like that? How could little Caesar of his spoke, and all of his wheels are turning him into a joke. It's a blind, a leading the blind. And I had made me how they stumble. Mind of a slug, and I keep sweeping problems under my rug, and all of my fight that with the friends, yeah, will have no more time to make their amends. 'Cause the blind through the haze.
Very nice indeed.
God, that's a great song.
Graham Nash and David Crosby from one of their collaborative records.
Mainly David Crosby on the That's a David Crosby song. Whoa, look at that. Hey, I took the mic out like I'm a pro.
Like, handheld.
No,
okay.
I don't want to. It makes me look like a dick.
Just trying to adjust. Very douchey with the handheld mic.
Trying to adjust the mic. Looks
who
like
do you think you are, Ryan Seacrest or something?
Looks like I'm going into my act now.
Exactly. Hey, good to see you.
Hey, everybody.
Okay. Yeah, man.
We were just talking right now. That's a David Crosby song. Graham Nash is chipping in there, and that's from one of their collaborative records, which is they're all. I think they did two or three of them in the '70s that are like Nash and Crosby albums.
Yes, there were a couple of them, and they did a couple a little bit later on as well. So
You're right. There, are, I think there's one in that comes out one in that's the '90s, right?
Yeah, there's one called Graham Nash, David Crosby. And
yeah, that's the first one.
The one we heard from was
that's
Wind
the second
on the Water,
one. Then there's three that's
Whistling Down the Wire
and a live record.
And a live record. So. There was a couple of them.
And then if
there.
You scroll down, I think there's another one that says Crosby Nash right there.
Oh, this one right here? Long time coming.
Oh, no, that's a Graham Nash. That's one of theirs.
That's a triple.
Yeah, so there's at least three studio records and a live one. So they did a few things together without Stephen Stills, because probably Stephen Stills was on too much cocaine.
Maybe. And, that's entirely possible.
Allegedly, Stephen Stills likes cocaine.
But they sound really great.
They sound great together, and that's basically a David Crosby song. I think if you look at it, it's probably his writing that one, and he only put out two solo records in 40 years.
Yes, exactly.
And they're 25 years apart. Like, one comes out in 1970 and one comes out in like 1992, I think.
Yeah, something like
and,
that.
And oh man, the first one is so good. It's one of my favorite records. I know you like it a lot.
If I can only remember my name,
it's so good. If you like drugs, you have to have this record. It goes so well right after fucking any of your Pink Floyd.
Oh yeah, it's
the
great.
Mellow out. It's the oh shit yeah that kind of record.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
It has
so
that sound,
wonderful.
That big warm sound.
Campfire.
Too.
It's a California fucking campfire in the redwoods with David Crosby and all his hippie friends who moved down to L.A. after. And it's like
man. And there's some San Francisco
crazy.
People because there's
a ton
some,
of people
the
like
Dead are in there in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think there's at least two members of the Dead are there, and I think a couple of Airplane. And Neil is on it, and
correct.
And Crosby is on it, and of course it's his record. But Graham Nash is on it, and I think Stills plays guitar. Like, whoever was around came to play on the record.
Pretty much.
And it's so good.
Yeah.
Like, Music is Love is the best song ever. It's so good.
Yeah, it's a very great, it's a great record. Very unique. Man.
David Crosby, no other solo records. The fuck, Dave? Too many drugs? Too busy doing drugs?
Maybe songwriting isn't his thing.
Too busy counting lost hairs and doing drugs? Is that what it is? God damn it, Crosby.
Well, we've yacked on that. We got to
get
tell
on your fucking.
Just because you've yacked on, you
whatever.
Get to now tell him what we had in that set.
So
man.
Mad at David Crosby, who does not share drugs. We started with Pete Townsend doing Little Is Enough. That's one of my favorite songs from Empty Glass, which is Pete Townsend's first solo record and really the only one he should have made because it's perfect. It's
absolutely.
Such a good album.
It really is great.
It's so good from top to bottom. It's the one that has the big hit.
It's got Rough Boys.
Yeah, Rough Boys is track one, but the big hit Let My Love Open the Door
Let
is
my,
on
yes.
that.
Uh-huh.
And that's his big single, and it's such a good album.
Uh-huh.
I bet when Roger Daltrey heard that, he was so pissed.
He's like, wow.
What the fuck, mate?
Yeah, I wanted to sing that one.
Oh, can you imagine Roger Daltrey singing that song? That would have been awful. And then Aretha Franklin, the goddess of rock and roll and R&B, doing 8 Days on the Road, and that's from one of her 70s records, Let Me In Your Life. And then The Boss doing Spirit in the Night from his first album. And then, no, the second one.
Second one.
Sorry.
No, that is the first
that's
one.
That's right.
Greetings.
The second one is Wild and Innocent.
Wild and Innocent, yeah.
All right, so that's the first one from Greetings from Ashbury Park, New York, otherwise known as the one where Springsteen wrote 20 pages worth of fucking lyrics for 9 songs.
Yeah.
Every song is so long on that record.
Unbelievable.
And it's really good.
He's like, a word meister.
The best is if you buy the CD. Do you have that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't. Oh. I don't.
If you buy it, like, you open it up and you pull it out and it unfolds to like a whole page and it's all words because it's all the lyrics to that every
What's
song.
What's he singing about? Oh my God.
He writes so long. There's so many words. The songs are so long on that record. He was totally going for the new Dylan hat there. You
I guess,
tell.
Yeah.
Just
he's just wording it out, man.
Oh,
it's
my,
like,
God.
Where does he get it from?
Just, yeah.
Too much cocaine or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Oops. I think Bruce? No.
No, okay. No, no.
Early 70s Bruce? No. I think he was just excited to play fucking rock and roll.
Yeah, he rocked. That's true.
I think Bruce is just a nerd who was... I think he's like an Elvis Costello, but just happened to look like Bruce Springsteen. I think those guys are both the same person. Aren't they like spirit animals together? Those guys, cool. Elvis Costello and Bruce Springsteen. They're just rock and roll nerds who became big stars who write a lot of words.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And then later on, Elvis kind of maintained that style and Bruce just drops it, which is... Because Bruce sells out big time.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
And
yeah.
It took 3 records, but when he gets to Born to Run, like, the songs are, you can see the shift. Even though, like, the title track is super long, a lot of the other ones aren't. And then as the 70s go on, his songs get shorter and shorter.
That's true. They do get much shorter. It does sell out and go the pop mode.
Yeah, and then you get fucking Born in the USA, where everything is 4 minutes and under. Radio friendly.
Yeah, that's it.
It's impressive, man. 10 years.
Did a great job and a major lawsuit to boot as well.
Oh, yeah, let's not do that. Let's keep Bruce's business to Bruce.
Yeah, okay, he's rocking.
And then Yusuf Islam, I won't say it, you know who he is. Yeah. Doing. I'm going to respect the men's and just call him Yusuf Islam, doing I Look, I See, a fucking gorgeous song from one of his, I don't remember which record that is, from one of his post-awakening albums. Yes. It's one of his kids' records. Uh-huh. But that performance is from an album called Night of Remembrance, live at Royal Albert Hall, which is I almost called him Cat Stevens, which is Yusuf doing a bunch of his I guess Eastern friendly tunes.
Yes.
But the arrangements are awesome, and he's in full voice.
He's sounding
it's still Cat Stevens. It's just doing songs you don't know because they're just songs that are for other people.
right, exactly.
But it's really great. And then we finish with Graham Nash and David Crosby doing Homeward Through the Haze. It's such a good title for David Crosby.
Perfect.
From their album Wind on the Water, which probably had a lot of cocaine cut up on it. All right, let's get back to the next set.
Maybe. That's a very distinct possibility. Well, who knows? I don't know. But at any rate, what are we going to do? We're going to do some more music here?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Play some Donovan. I fucking love Donovan.
All right, we'll play some Donovan.
Ah, thank you.
Everyone is right, everything is wrong. Don't let the changes get you down, man. Everyone is wrong, everything is all right now. Don't let the changes get you uptight. Butter your toast and let's go. Button up a coat and I'm gonna go. Off at the coast we must go. Don't wanna boast, but I grow much better there. Don't let the changes get you down, man. Don't let the changes get you down, man. Vietnam, Biafra, the absurdity of greed. How much can one man possibly need? Sickness and disease, an ignorance on every side. Don't let the changes get you tight. Butter your toast and let's go. Button up a coat and I'm gonna go. Off on the coast we must go. Changes, I get you down, man.
I got you down, man. Don't let them change us. I got you down, man. Don't let them change us. I got you down, man.
Stab me in my back, know that the sun would do. So please, won't you bury it in mine? Love is a lesson to learn in our time. Please, won't you please bury it in mine for me? And may you never lay your head down without a hand to hold. Just like a great strong brother to me, and I know that your love is true. And you've never talked dirty behind my back, I know that there's something to do. So please, won't you bury it in mine? Love is a lesson to learn in a hard time. Please, won't you please bury it in mine?
Radio.
I like Bird and the Animal.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cooler than the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Eric Owen and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just the Flying Burrito, brother.
Burritos. Mm-hmm. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Beneath my heels in the road, obeys commands from me.
back, ain't to let me know that Carolina wind, Carolina wind, it blows in my eyes and makes me realize the trouble that I'm in. My heels in the road obeys commands from me and serves me as I go. And though it helps me know you're never far away, I can't help wondering how you might feel about me today.
There's nothing left for a boy but to hide these dreams away. All those dreams decay. For these moments, a sweet moments of mine, each line must blossom and die, but my song comes strong in time. Nothing left for a boy, nothing left for a boy but to hide those dreams away. All those dreams decay. Lord, I know this song for always. Lord, show this song to no one. Oh, I had to fight for these moments, the sweet moments of mine. Each life must blossom, but my song comes strong in time. All the doors open, there's nothing left for you now but to hide your dreams away till they come into play. Lord, I know this song for always. Lord, I show this song to no one. Always, no love. this song to no one. Show this song to no
record Legs and Boots live at West Palm Beach, Florida, November 21st, 2007.
Yeah. All right. This is embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
This is like coming out almost as a lesbian.
Oh,
I am an old school Tori Amos fan from the early 90s.
Is that a
I
fact?
I own Little Earthquake.
Oh.
I had Little Earthquakes on cassette.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I, too, like Tori, broke my ankle in the seventh grade. That's a song lyric.
Oh, is that right?
That's an old
okay,
song lyric.
Okay, you know.
My heart was broken like my ankle in the seventh grade. That's right. Tori Amos.
Oh.
I am a lesbian.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I love Tori so much.
I respect your lesbianism.
But I've drifted away from her because she's gotten to be awful in the last 10 years or so. Everything after around her covers record, Strange Little Girls, which is really good. Everything after that is...
questionable.
Yeah, at best. At best. I don't know what happened at Hori. She hit the wall and decided she wanted to be Kate Bush.
Oh.
And she's just not.
Oh, yeah. It's
Not.
It was a nice try.
Yeah, I liked it better when she was making really good records, and she just decided not to make really good records anymore. She wanted to be an artist, and she lost me. But when I wanted to pick a Tori song for the show, and I was scrolling through, and she did the same thing Pearl Jam did, where she just released like all the shows from one tour. So this Legs and Boots are like like 20 records called this, and it's different shows.
Different shows in the tour.
Yeah,
oh,
so this
I
one
see.
Is the West Palm Beach show, and there's at least 24 other ones.
Okay.
And what is cool is the covers for them are the playbills for the concert.
Oh.
And the one thing about Tori is, yeah, still looking good.
Yeah, that's true.
Tori is gorgeous. And yeah. That's one of them 20-year-old crushes. That one goes way back.
Okay.
But yeah, still,
right.
Tori keeping it together. Who knew straddling a piano was good for you?
Or a piano bench, anyway.
Yeah, anything. Yeah, exactly. She does both.
She does both quite well, I guess. So, she's been doing it for quite a while.
Yes. I know, a really long time now. So why don't you read off what we played there in set number two.
Set number two of the night began with Donovan, big number one place here in the balcony for that artist. And the song was called Changes from a record called Open Road. And then Eric Clapton right after that from his great record, Slow Hand. And then the song we heard was May You Never. That's it.
A John Martin song.
John Martin song. Yes, indeed. And that's a good one. And then Jack White right after that from the soundtrack of Cold Mountain and Never Far Away, the name of that. Jeff Buckley from his record Songs to No One. Jeff Buckley and Gary Lucas, actually. Doing the title track from that record, Song to No One. And then Tori Amos from her live record, Legs and Boots, or one of her live records from that tour. This particular date, November 21st, 2007, and Josephine, the name of that track. Yes, indeed. Very good. And we are in the middle of Found Gems episode 4 here. And you want to,
It's your turn to do the plugs.
Let's do the plugs right now then.
Do you want to do them?
Might as well, since I'm thinking about it.
You want to take a drink before?
Yes, I do.
Right. Yes, let me fill some air while Scott takes a big chug of his fucking extra leaded 93-proof coffee.
99-proof coffee.
Jesus Christ.
Mm, that's the way I like it.
It's really good, man, but...
Oh, yes. Okay, well,
it
ladies
puts meat on the bone.
Oh, well, yeah.
So here to do the plugs, here's Scott. Do it.
Yep. Okay, the first thing that you can do is you can contact us at the Balcony Radio email, which is balconyradio@gmail.com, and you can send your questions, criticisms, comments, suggestions, requests, whatever you want to that particular email address, and we will respond appropriately. balconyradio@gmail.com, and of course that leads you back to the website, which is balconyradio.com, and there you can listen to our 24-hour stream right there on the first page. You got a choice of either listening to it in iTunes or in Windows Media, and it streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week or thereabouts. And when it does go thereabouts, Monday through Saturday, it's our multi-genre stream, and you get to hear all kinds of stuff from rock to psych to country to some classic vocals in there as well. So that's in our 24-hour stream Monday through Saturday. And then on Sunday, we do 24 hours of jazz from midnight to midnight. So you get everything that you could possibly want on that stream. You can keep it open there in your computer on a separate window, and then you can do whatever you want, noodle about on the internets, and it's there to ease your mind and make your day complete. That's balconyradio.com, and of course you can listen to past episodes and subscribe to the RSS feed there, and there are instructions on how to subscribe to the RSS feed, and there's a link for that, and you can listen to all of the past episodes that we have done here. Those are all fully archived on balconyradio.com, and you can check out all of the playlists as well for all of those shows. Purchase the songs, purchase the individual tracks when they are available, and everything that you do purchase goes to help support us here and buys us new equipment and make everything all nice and comfortable and clean and just make everything all sounding just right for you. And those are all of the shows that are at balconyradio.com, all of our past episodes. You can also see pictures of us and read a history of the station, when we got started, how we started. And there's a few other things that you can do there as well. And you can also friend us at Facebook. Oh, and I forgot to tell you that we do drop shows twice a week, which is one of them that you're listening to right now, as a matter of fact. This would be a Sunday night dropper. So this has probably come to you right now on your iPod or MP3 player, whatever it happens to be. Dropped to you on a Sunday night. This Found Gems is one of two dozen shows that we drop. First on Sunday nights, we drop the multi-genre shows like Found Gems and Dusty Gems, and also our psych show, This Pill Makes You Small, and our Beatles show, High Tea with the Beatles, and our Stones show, Have the Rolling Stones Killed, and our country show, Blue
name
Highway.
Them all, name them all.
And there are many of them. There are two dozen of them that we drop on Sunday nights, and then on Wednesday nights, we drop the 101 series, Hot Topics in Music that we explore. And
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. That's a person, place, thing, the nouns of music, and it can be an era, it can be a record label, it can be an artist, it can be a language, any number of things, whatever topic we choose to marginalize and shrink down into music swallowable form, then we do that on the 101 series. I don't even know what I said.
Oh, no.
Keep going. So you get two shows from us, 4 hours, almost 4 hours of music twice a week, right there, updated through the RSS feed, and it comes to you right through your iTunes, and easy to update. And it comes, and of course, that shows that you're supporting us, and we would like to encourage you once again to purchase the music that we do play here. And anything else, you can do all of your Amazon shopping needs right there at Balcony Radio. There is a link for you to go right to Amazon, buy whatever you want. If you want to buy a teddy, or if you want to buy a bed, or if you want
to
buy whatever you want to buy. Well, they sell teddies on Amazon.
Teddy bears? They're teddies
like teddies, you know?
You went to that, huh?
They have Victoria's Secret teddies.
Someone has
there,
a girlfriend now, and his head is going right to the fucking gutter.
What can I tell you, man? So it's happening there.
I blame
so
her.
Do all your shopping through Amazon, through balconyradio.com, and we get a nickel from each sale, and, it helps out, believe me. And, of course, you can friend us at Facebook at facebook.com/balconyradiofm. And there you go, and,
just do it.
Have some fun through balconyradio.com and check out that stream and listen to songs like this from Joni Mitchell from her record Don Juan's Reckless Daughter. This is called Off Night Backstreet.
Maybe I'm just kidding myself when I say I love you. I don't know. Trusting you get frostbite and sunstroke. I wish I felt nothing. You pimp, laughing and strutting her to my chartered seat. Your old off-night backstreet. Been stinger to stinger, darling. It's been hard to hide. You still keep me from finishing any new love I start. Now she's moved in with you. She's keeping your house neat and your sheets sweet. And I'm your off-night backstreet. Feel your fingers feeling my face. There are some lines you put there and some you erase. Maybe I'm just dramatizing. Sentimental journeys late at night, high in some back room, you're calling me to be your off night backstreet. Give me such pleasure, you bring me such pain. Bathtub green.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the New Balance Sebastian. You like it?
Balcony Radio.
Al Glee.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Alan Toussaint.
Your
incredible string band.
Ears.
Stuck out here with Melody.
Saddle up the Palomino. The sun is going down. The way I feel, this must be real. There's no reward in your conscience store when you're sleeping with another man's wife. Saddle up the Palomino, the sun is going down. The way I feel, this must be real.
You love me. Don't take all night to tell me you care. Don't you know I have the right to know if you want me? Tell me now. Take my love forever to share. All night. Now don't keep me waiting. Well, I'd like to know the way that you feel. Don't take I'm anxious to know. Every day I love you more and more. This is the moment that I've been waiting for. Don't take all night to tell me you love.
Very nice indeed. That's a very nice song from a very nice record, The Rhythm of the Saints by Paul Simon. And that song was called Born at the Right Time.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff,
you've
man.
Got the page open. What else is on that record? Because I just remember okay. It's not Graceland.
No, it certainly
literally
isn't.
And figuratively.
Okay, The Obvious Child.
There's no hits on that.
Right? No, there really isn't. It doesn't have like a You Can Call Me Al or anything like
no,
that.
No, nothing on par with that.
Fortunately, I think.
that's a good song.
Yeah, but no, it's...
The demo version of that proves it's a good song.
A very highly rated record that unfortunately slipped away because everybody was expecting it to be another Graceland. And the record that he had out before that negotiation and love songs was
oh that's a collection
yeah that's a best of
yeah,
I
that's
think
that's best of yeah
and so everybody I guess was expecting another Graceland and
they provided something with no singles on it.
No
great record, way more world music than Graceland. Graceland yes, is yes. just a Paul Simon record with beats on it, and Rhythm of States is way more genre. So
if you want to get away from the hits, you know, as
it's a better
and
record
still get that
in that way it's
still
a better
get
record
feel you yeah. know then that's the record for you, Rhythm of the yeah. Rhythm of the Saints.
And that one, you can tell, he's like, he got fuck you money with Graceland. It's like, I don't need to write singles.
Oh,
now.
That's
we're
sure.
We're writing songs now.
So yeah, right, exactly.
That's a different feeling. It's you can tell Paul had actually, done, by this time, done way more homework.
That's right.
So
and he was doing a lot better.
Yeah, that's why. It's just, I don't know. It's like the difference, I'm not even going to bother with an analogy. It's just,
no, yeah.
It's a different record than Graceland. Graceland has all the singles on it, and yes. It just feels like those are still four-minute pop songs that he just got a bunch of African dudes to play on.
Correct.
And
correct.
Rhythm of the Saints feels like he just is more immersed in cultures. So I don't know. It feels better in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't feel like he's just visiting.
Right, or he's forcing
yeah.
a hit.
Yeah, because that's what Graceland kind of is. It's like, you guys record all the backing tracks, and then I'm getting out of here to write it all in New York. Rhythm of the Saints, different feeling.
He's there.
So anyway, let's see. I'll read it this time.
Yes, please.
So we started with Joni Mitchell, doing Off Night Backstreet, and that's from her album Don Juan's Reckless Daughter. And then we moved on to Marvin Gaye, doing One More Heartache. And that's from a great album. It's one of those, it's all deep cuts. It's called The Moods of Modern Gaye, Marvin Gaye. And I think it's a best of, I think it's a collection. But okay. it's got a lot of those kind of songs that are just like, what is that?
Oh, okay.
Why don't I know this?
And that's one of them.
Yeah. And then we moved on to Neil. I don't even have to say last names. Doing Saddle Up the Palomino from his great, great album, American Stars and Bars. And then Nina Simone, sigh again, doing Don't Take All Night. I won't.
Oh,
I plan to be asleep soon, Nina.
Hello.
And that's from her album, Four Women, the complete Nina Simone on Phillips, which is her work on that label, and is some, 60, 70s material, I think that is, when
okay.
she's on Phillips, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Understatement.
Yeah.
And then we finish with the Tiny Paul Simon doing Born at the Right Time from The Rhythm of the Saints, which really is worth checking out.
All right.
If you're not familiar with it and you liked Graceland, if you're a stupid hipster and you like that Vampire Weekend kind of shit, listen to Rhythm of the Saints.
Oh my. Okay.
If you like that, Arcade Fire, whatever, look, we have passports, kind of rock and roll. You just listen to Rhythm of the Saints.
Oh, that's the thing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't deal with those fucking hipster bands.
Get it yourself.
Yeah, just listen to Paul Simon.
Okay. Very cool.
All right. So we're going back,
right.
Looking at this list. We got one more set here.
Yeah, it's the last set of the night.
Looking at the lineup of who's coming up, and this is some serious shit
this
here.
This is heavy hitters, every one of them. Six heavy hitters coming up.
Yeah, that's right. So we're finishing up with a long set here. What are we starting with, Scott?
We are starting out with Rod Stewart.
Rod.
From his record Foolish Behavior. This is called She Won't Dance With Me.
Ah! nothing. Rumors spreading into panic. I seen movements and the clearing. Someone sent you something satanic. Outside somebody landing. Crazy wavelengths leave you helpless. Oh, don't forget me, I'm so stranded.
Be my love. pocket in the pocket, and let the good time roll, and let the good time roll. Socking in the pocket, huh? And let the good time roll. Socking in the pocket, huh? And let the good time roll. Get in the pocket and let the good time roll. Socking in the pocket, huh? And let the good time roll. Rock it in the pocket, huh? And let the good time roll. Come on and dance, 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 dance. And let the good time roll. Come on and dance, 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 dance. And let the good time roll. Come on and dance, 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 dance. And let the good time roll. Come on and dance, 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 dance. And let the good time roll. Hit it again, da.
starts at daylight. I see him before my sad eyes. I hear him breathing. Oh, lover, need you to lead me.
got me asking questions. She's got me on the fence with that little bit of mystery. She's a complex kid, and she's always been so hard to get around. Yeah, she always likes to lead me with a shadow of a doubt. Just a shadow of a doubt. She thinks it keeps me running, and I'm trying to figure out if it's leading up to something. Something. She's a complex kid, and she has always been so hard to live with. Yeah, she always likes to leave me with a shadow of a doubt. With a shadow of a doubt.
Very nice indeed. Mr. Tom Petty doing it solo style there live at the Bridge Concerts. Or
one of the Bridge School Concerts.
Bridge School Concerts, excuse me.
Don't know when that is. It says Volume 1, so that's probably 10, 15 years ago. Who knows?
At least.
Neil's been doing that for a long time.
Quite a while. That was called Shadow of a Doubt, a Complex Kid Live.
Which is off what? Damn the Torpedoes, I think? The original song?
You know, I don't know off the top of my head.
No, it's from...
I have to look it up.
It's it's from... I used to know this. All right, whatever. I'll read it off. Yeah. So we started the final set off with Rod Stewart doing She Won't Dance With Me. That's a rockin' song from Foolish Behavior, which I believe is his first 80s record, I think. And I'm not sure. And then Elton John's Caribou doing I've Seen the Sources. And what record was that off of?
Well, since it's a Tom Opat song.
No.
Well, I'll try again. Keep
going. Type in Tom Petty after that. Okay. Keep feeling air. And then we moved on to James Brown doing Jesus, what a smoking song. I Refuse to Lose. And that's him putting the band through the fucking paces, man. And that's from the a set called the Singles Volume 10. It's 1975 to 79. And that's kind of like...
Shadow of a Doubt. Damn the Torpedoes.
It was on Damn the Torpedoes. Singles Volume 10, 75, 79. I think 12 or 13 of them in total of these singles boxes that James Brown put out.
Yes.
And every one is a box set, basically, because James Brown put out a million fucking singles.
Lots of them. When you have your own record label, that's what you can do.
Yeah, and a hot band, and, you know, and they'll play whatever you want on cue. Let's do it.
Yes, yes.
Press it. And then Lou Reed bringing the happy in with Love Is Here to Stay. And that's from Growing Up in Public, a groovy Lou record. And then Balcony Favorite, Crush Object, PJ Harvey doing That Was My Veil on the Peel Sessions from dated 5/9/96. So And that's September 5th, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking England. September 5th, 1996. PJ Harvey, That Was My Veil. That's from one of her side project records she does with John Parrish. I don't know if you're familiar with those. She's done two of them, I think. Actually, no, I'm not. It's PJ Harvey and John Parrish. She's a guitarist, singer in England.
I know who she is, yes. Yeah. I didn't know about the side projects.
Yeah, they've done a couple of just the two of them put together records. And that's the first one was in the mid-90s, and then they did one like 10 years later, about five years ago. And they're both super good. They're really good records.
All right, excellent.
And
but PJ Harvey, she's a stylist.
Yeah. I mean, this was in the mid '90s. This is when she was kind of at full powers.
Exactly.
And, yeah. I forgot. Oh, it was called Dance Hall at Loose Point. That's the name of the first one. It's a super good record. And then we finished up there with Tom Petty and the acoustic guitar doing "Shadow of a Doubt," a complex kid, and that's from Bridge School Concerts Volume 1. Probably sometime in the 90s. Don't quote me on it. And that's the show.
Right on, man. That's the show. That's Found Gens episode 4. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio.
BalconyRadio.com and
all that stuff.
All that stuff. Thanks for subscribing and supporting us and listening to all of our shows.
Now get out.
Now go home and go to sleep and get back to work.
That's right. That report is due.
That report is due, man. You got a meeting in about 15 minutes. Man. Turn the show off.
Well, actually, first listen to Iggy Pop.
All right. We got some Iggy Pop to finish things out here from Where the Face Shines Volume 2, the official live experience. This is called The Horse Song Live at the Ritz, New York. Let's see, I gotta get the official.
It's 82, I think.
1982, December 9th, 1982. It's called The Horse Song.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Lates.
Neil Diamond. Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-hour fitness.
The Guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. balcony.